Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Trillville Thursday, final hour. Thanks for being with us. We'll get into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. Final hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from Smoke and Joe Patrick, covers the Falcons for the radio station. A week away from the first round of the NFL draft. Of course, the second and third rounds are on Friday. We're going to be up at Flowery Branch.
Yes, we are.
That Friday. Just like we were last year. And last year, the Friday after the first round, of course, we were talking about the selection of Bijan Robinson, a little bit about why they maybe didn't decide to select Jalen Carter. Yeah. We got to interview Steve Sarkisian, who was Bijan's coach in college. And I think we talked to Terry Fontenot, too. I think Terry Fontenot stopped by at the end of the show.
I was teasing him because I was like, hey, yo, Terry, why did y'all draft no damn Georgia player?
That's right.
Yeah, so I did.
Well, you said, why did you draft Jalen Carter? Yeah. And then he was like, and then he kind of gave the reason why they took Bijan. But, yeah, so we'll be up there, and hopefully all that same stuff happens a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, let's hope so.
We might talk to Sark again. You never know.
Why?
Byron Murphy. People are talking about Byron Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
I like that guy.
Byron Murphy?
Yeah. Interior defensive lineman.
I like him, but I don't think he's...
Not at eight, but maybe that's a trade-back candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
You trade back and get him with the Vikings pick or something like that?
Maybe.
Because I don't know. I'm leaning towards a trade back.
We made our prediction.
Yeah.
We made our prediction.
Yeah, four quarterbacks go.
Yes.
J.J. McCarthy or somebody, I don't know. What did we say?
We said three quarterbacks go.
Three quarterbacks go. J.J. McCarthy is available.
He's falling.
Yeah.
And then Minnesota calls you at eight.
Trade back.
Trade back.
Then Byron Murphy. And then we get to talk to Sark again.
Okay.
Woo! Really, I just want to say hi to Sark. That's all.
It's been too long.
A good guy. It's been a year.
Andy, the Macaroni Award.
Marconi Award.
Yeah, that one too. He invented the radio.
That's
from Ryan from Trackstars.
Yep.
Okay.
That's like pretty close, but it doesn't matter. No one cares really about the whole details of it, but yeah, pretty much.
If we got a Marconi, would you walk around with it?
Yeah.
Is it like a cup or something?
It's big ass like.
Oh, okay, it is.
It's like a big crystal, like looks like the Lombardi Trophy. Kinda.
Oh, really?
But yeah, no. It's we'd be that'd be a good thing for us if we were able to.
No, I'm saying, would you walk around with it though?
Yeah, I'd get it. Like, well, I mean, yes, but like, I wouldn't want to damage it or anything like that. But yeah, I'd walk around with it. We wouldn't probably do as much weird stuff with it as I would do if I won the green jacket.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah, if we won, I don't even know what would it be like, best radio show of the year. I don't know if that's something that they do. But if that's who we were, yeah, I'd be pretty proud of that.
Oh, all right. I'm proud of it.
Wouldn't taking lunch be? With us downstairs.
Huh? Wouldn't you? Yeah. I hope you would be too.
I would never downplay that. That's a big deal. No, like, no.
But would it be cool if we were that?
No, it'd be freaking great. I'm just talking about the trophy aspect of it. You would walk around with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
Hell yeah, that would be awesome, dude.
Walking around with it, taking pictures with it. No one would know what it was. They'd be like, what's that?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's a radio award named after the guy that invented radio.
So what do you think of that?
Yeah. What do you do for everything?
Gerald.
And then they'd be like, oh, do people still listen to the radio?
Oh, yeah.
I said, damn it, yes. But we also have an app if you want to stream.
Oh, what a great game. This is the we let him off the hook. Denny Green got mad.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah, this is this game right here. Jeez, and we let him off the hook.
One of the all-time great soundbites in NFL history.
You want to crown him?
All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
He slapped the mic.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Boom! You know what the damn big story of the day is. There's no highlights from last night. They got blown off the floor.
They got ramrodded.
To end the season. They gave up 40 in the first quarter. They lost 131-116, which is perfectly fitting.
What did you tell me yesterday? Well, you know,
they'll slow it down.
Maybe they'll slow it down.
Slow a little slower pace. No, they ran the Hawks ragged last night. And I don't know, great game by Coby White, for sure. 42 from him. DeRozan was pretty much what you'd expect him to be. Kind of didn't have to be DeRozan in the second half of that game because Coby White was taking over and the Hawks just didn't have much for him. Vucevic was okay. But, yeah, man, Hawks season comes to an end. In the first game of the play-in round, had they won, they'd get a chance to play again on Friday and then maybe make the playoffs, which really would have just delayed the inevitable, which is this team has a lot of big questions to answer. Like, it's not a playoff team. If it was the real NBA of years past, they would have even made the playoffs.
We would never seen them.
Yeah, like, this is just sort of like a tease towards the end of the season. It ended after one game, and now, obviously, what they've built isn't good enough. And they've got to figure out a way to make it better.
Yep.
There's really three paths, as I see them. Maybe there's more, but there's three obvious paths, as I see them. Continue to try to build around Trae Young, and maybe four paths.
Okay.
Continue to try to build around Trae Young. Obviously, this isn't right, but you move anything that you can to try to get anything back that you can to make it better around Trae.
Are you saying make it younger?
How much younger can they get?
What I'm saying is, like, draft. I'm talking about draft-wise. Like,
No. That wouldn't be a draft solution. That would be a trade DeJounte. Trade whoever you can to get other better pieces.
I'm thinking about ultimate draft picks. Okay, go ahead.
If you're going draft, that's a trade DeJounte and Trae.
Yes.
Tear it down to the ground and try to retank.
They can't do that.
Why not?
No, I'm saying, is that one of your options? That's what I'm
saying.
That's
an option.
Okay, I'm saying, okay.
That's an option. The other one is trade Trae and try to get back what you can for him and go about trying to build a starting lineup that features DeJounte, Jalen Johnson, and some other guys maybe that you can get here, or do nothing. Run it back.
The whole do nothing. I mean, I'm not sure. The front office people, the ownership group, everybody knows way more about the ins and outs of basketball than me.
I don't know. Maybe.
You know.
I'm not convinced about that, but maybe.
Okay.
I think you'd do a fine job in an NBA front office.
My thing is here. I don't think it would be.
I think you're just as qualified to be in this front office as some people that are.
Here's the thing with front offices and all those different things. They always put their reputation or their willingness to want to be right over anything. Meaning, they'll look at it like this. At the point where one of your points, stand pat, keep it together. I know that I put this together, that this can work. I know that this can work. All we need is one more year, one more offseason. What was the excuse this offseason for the Hawks?
Coaching. It was coaching.
Yes.
Quinn Snyder was going to fix everything.
Yeah, exactly.
They're worse than they were last
exactly. year. Exactly. So now we have another offseason with Quinn.
Yeah.
All right, we have another offseason. We went through the season. We have an 82-game sample.
Two offseasons. That's what they needed.
We had an 82-game sample of how this would work. Now, we know how we can fix it. Coach Quinn knows what we can do. So what we're going to do, we're going to keep both guards. And he's going to stagger them a little bit more.
Yeah. Because so you saw what it looked like when DeJounte ran it. Yeah. And then we know what it looks like when Trae runs it.
So
we're going to find a way to kind of split them up.
Yes. We're going to stagger it a little bit. And that's how we'll get this done. I could see them thinking just like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just like
that. Honestly?
Yes.
Like if.
Yes.
there's a lot of different ways to frame the question.
Right.
And in the beginning of the show, the question was, what would you do if you were in charge? Mm-hmm. What would you do? How about what do you think they'll do? That's what I think they'll do, honestly. That's what I think that they're going to do. I think that Trey and DeJounte will both be back next year. I think that they'll come up with a way to say, I think we liked what we saw when DeJounte was here, and Trey's going to find a way to sort of fit into that, but then also we'll find ways to feature Trey differently. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe they trade a Capella or a Kongwu or something like that. And that's honestly, like, if I had to bet money on what I think their offseason will look like, I think both those guys will be back next year because, and I'm not saying I think that's the right thing to do. I think that's absolutely the wrong thing to do. Like, that's clearly not worked, okay? That's unequivocally hasn't worked. But they haven't shown the ability to do anything different. They tried to trade John Collins for 2 years, and then the only way they got it done was to buy Rudy Gobert.
They need an 82-game sample.
Buy Rudy Gay.
They need an 82-game sample with Coach Quinn and his system.
The only thing that this front office has proven to be able to do is not trade guys when they want to. Honestly, that's it. They let everybody know they want to trade them, and then they don't do it for a really long time. And then they finally do it later and don't get anything for the guy.
You're not going to get the same haul for DeJounte that you gave up.
Nope. Now, DeJounte might get you back an actual, like, NBA player.
And that was my thing.
You might be able to get an NBA player back.
Hell, so many dudes are NBA players. What kind?
Yeah.
You want to specify?
You might be able to get a starter
in
return for DeJounte, because I think that we talked about earlier, I think DeJounte is easier to trade for a couple of different reasons. His contract, for sure, is easier to trade than Trey's. But also, I just think he fits in easier in different situations. Like, DeJounte is a guy that half the teams in the NBA can sort of grab and say, okay, because he's not the focal point of the offense. He's ball dominant and gets the offense going, but he's not like Trey, where the entire offense runs through him and has to for him to be effective. You're going to trade Trey somewhere. Either you're going to have to find a team that's wanting to do that and is willing to do that, or is like, no, that's not what your role is going to be here, man. Like an L.A. or something like that.
And that's the thing about it, because that L.A. rumor has been there forever.
Yeah, though the Lakers rumor makes sense
for
them.
Yeah. What
are the Hawks getting?
What are the Hawks getting back? You're going to tell me? Cause,
draft picks.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
That's what you're getting.
Oh, well, then you might as well just send DeJounte then.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Get a bunch of draft
picks. Are we sure? I mean, as great as his year was, although it was marked by a lot of damn injuries, like, are we sure Jalen Johnson, that dude?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That dude being what? Like, I think Jalen Johnson's going to be a good starter
in the
Johnson NBA.
Jalen Johnson has the body type and everything of what you need a great player in this league to be, meaning a – building block type guy. Or not a building block guy, Andy. A all-star player, one of those guys that you need, and add another guy with him. I'm not saying that's Jalen Johnson. I'm talking about the body type.
Yeah.
Body type.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe he could be an all-star. But, like, he's not a guy that you're building an entire franchise around.
Not right now.
I don't think.
Not right now.
And because he's also in his third year. Like,
exactly.
Like, most guys that are that, you know what I mean? Like,
from the get-go.
Maybe the first year is tough or something like that, but, like, in your third year, Kevin Durant was in the finals. Like, no offense, but like, that's what...
But we saw that from Kevin Durant.
I know.
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. We
this team's gonna be damn
If Jalen Johnson played for the Hornets,
oh God,
we wouldn't be sitting... People wouldn't be talking about him. The reason we talk about him is because he's ours. And I get it. Like, you talk about your guys differently, you see them more closely, and I'm not trying to say he's not going to be good, because I think he's going to be good. But
how good?
He might be an all-star a couple times.
Okay.
Like, and I feel like that's, but I don't know. I could be wrong. Like, what do I know? That's just kind of what I think about what he might be. Like, the real path to the Hawks getting a guy that you can win championships building around is to tear it down and try again.
Yeah. But then that's the thing about it is that means that you probably got to have two of those.
Two what's?
Of those, like,
oh, because they just did one.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. I mean, if you do it from here, you're going to have – it's going to be at least a two-year process to get up there and grab a guy.
At least. Yeah.
To get up and grab a guy.
And I'm not – I don't want to – that sucks. That's not fun.
So,
but what also sucks is this. Like, this sucks too.
Yeah, that's what I'm – so, at the bottom line, you're going to have to end up moving somebody.
Should.
No, we know we should. We know they should.
Yeah.
Who is it? Who's gonna fetch more? Who's going to – right now on – what's the day? 17th of – April. 18, thank you. Who do you think gets you the most back?
I think Trey would get you the most back in terms of overall package.
Okay.
But a lot of it would be draft picks.
Okay.
But I don't think they're going to do that.
Okay.
I think they'll, if they make a trade, I think it'll be DeJounte.
Okay. Because DeJounte gets you players back.
Yeah. And also Trey's the face of the franchise.
He is. He is.
But what I really think they're going to do is neither of those things. I think we're going to be Trey and DeJounte, round three.
All right.
Give
Coach,
it a shot.
Coach Quinn has it this year. He's going to stagger them
yep.
to a certain place. So they're both going to start.
Mm-hmm.
They're both going to start.
Because what I'm saying is.
And then Trey's going to play the first 2 minutes.
I'll just be very clear about what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I don't trust the front office to get it right.
Me either.
That's what I'm saying.
What the hell are they doing? What the hell are they showing that they will?
They're nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing. We'll come back and talk to Joe Patrick about the Atlanta Falcons. The draft is a week from today. We'll see what Smoke and Joe's thinking about it after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Check it out. You already know this your folks, Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, man.
Whoop.
Whoop. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Wrap things up on a Trillville Thursday. Any question, any topic, the phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well. Hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 1 week from today.
Thank you.
The first round of the NFL draft.
Please. You know what? When you're a week away from the draft, they should be able to block mocks.
Block mock?
Block mock.
What do you mean? Like off your feed or just like
no one can do any
Shut
more
it
mocks.
Down. Mocks
nobody,
are over.
I'm talking about people on TV. Everybody. Nobody can do any more mocks.
No more mocks.
Today.
Your final mock has to be in today by 5 o'clock.
No more mocks.
End of business.
Yes. No more mocks. No more nothing. That's what they should do.
Yeah, that's what
I agree. Real quick, I know we got a good joke because I just saw Oren in the bullpen. Oren has turkey and dressing. Could you eat turkey and dressing year round?
Ooh. Could I? Yeah. I guess I could, but I wouldn't not a lot, but occasionally. Like if somebody was like, hey, tonight we're going to make like a Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
And it's like June. Like, all right, that's kind of weird, but cool.
Okay.
Like a change up.
It looks good, though. It looks amazing.
But I wouldn't, if you were, I wouldn't be craving it. Like if we were up at Flowery Branch.
Yes.
Like the only bad thing about that great Italian food they brought us was it was 97 degrees outside. I don't really feel like eating lasagna.
Right.
Like if you were talking about eating turkey and all that stuff in August. I don't know. A little hot.
Okay.
The weather, I don't know. I guess maybe. Bad answer. What do you think?
I'll probably eat the dressing.
Okay.
But I gotta have to give the gravy though.
I know, but how are you gonna get all that without a turkey?
I know, exactly. You know? So that's probably why I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. You know who actually hates Thanksgiving? Has never given thanks for anything once?
Ever in life.
Smoking Joe Patrick.
Yes.
one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Except the green bean casserole. He likes that. Ugh. Joe Patrick will eat a green
literally,
bean. Go on.
Literally my second favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. Can't get enough of it.
Second to Valentine's Day?
No. I mean, you got to go Christmas, right? Like, Christmas is fun. Like, that's you know, Christmas is good. But Thanksgiving, so I grew up, I think I've told the story before. We shoot guns and chop wood and do a lot of real, like, testosterone-boosting activities around Thanksgiving.
A one-armed man with a lot of land, I think is what you said. I think is what you said about your Thanksgiving. All right, so we're a week away. The mocks aren't going to stop. There will be more. But a lot of them have zeroed in on one position and one guy in particular, really. Like, I would say at least 75% of the mock drafts I've looked at from a Falcons perspective have them taken Dallas Turner at number 8. Do you think the mock drafters will be right, or do you think Terry Fontenot will throw a curveball a week from today?
It's so tough. I feel like this happens almost every year.
It does.
And, you know, it's like you have a lot of different ideas at the beginning, and then it feels like a form of just like everybody starts imitating each other, and then everybody has this consensus, and nobody wants to sound like an idiot by saying something else, so they just kind of fall in line and say, you know, yeah, we're going with this guy, and that player for the Falcons seems to be Dallas Turner. And listen, like, the reason I'm not trying to, like, you know, criticize anybody who says it, because, like, I can't really say no to your question, Andy. Like, you know, it does seem like a perfectly suitable draft pick for the Falcons, given their needs, given kind of the raw material that you have in a player like Dallas Turner with his length and his speed. It certainly seems like a pretty safe pick, I would think, despite the fact that he's not kind of the finished product yet. So, and the fact that there's question marks around all these other guys that you could potentially be drafting there, especially if you're talking about the edge position, whether that's Jared Verse and the kind of scheme fit that he has, or Laiatu with maybe the competition that he's gone up against, or the injury history that he's got. And so, yeah, I mean, I think Dallas Turner makes a lot of sense for the Falcons, but I'll be honest, guys, I just cannot get away from this cornerback that's in my mind. And I think the reason why a lot of people are thinking that it's edge one and then cornerback is just because of the depth of the positions in the draft, where it seems like you can get a guy who's a little bit more suitable in the second or third round at corner. But I don't know if that's true, and I don't know if that's the way the Falcons are thinking about it either. You know, it's funny, these teams put together draft boards, and they probably do look very, very different to what a lot of these kind of consensus boards are that are being put together by the big news outlets.
What about, you know, Joe, I mean, we talk about trading back. I think that was something me and Andy talked about earlier this week. But when you look at, you talk about corner position, you would think they would have to move back. Now, I'm a dude, if you like the guy that you take him. But with this class specifically, do you think it would be a possibility that they can go back? And our scenario is Minnesota coming up to get J.J. McCarthy at 8. So you got 11 or something like that. At 11, could you still have your choice between, in your opinion, of the top pass rusher and corner?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you go back only to 11, it certainly seems to me like the teams drafting behind you are going to continue this spate of offensive players picked at the top of the draft. I think if you're looking at the Bears, if one of those wide receivers is available, they're probably looking at taking one of them. The Jets also could potentially be looking at a pass catcher, maybe Brock Bowers. I think both those teams could potentially, or maybe more than the Jets, could use an offensive tackle. And so I do think that if you trade back to 11, you're probably getting the same exact crop of players on the defensive side that you would have at 8. That would be my guess. But you know, I think it's a little bit of a tougher task to trade back than I think we initially anticipated, because of, you know, some of the other moves that have been made in the meantime, and just the pick status that these teams have, where, you know, the Broncos and the Vikings don't have a second round pick in this draft. And I think if you're the Falcons, what you really want, because of the depth of this draft, is to add a second rounder this year. I think that would be the most beneficial trade you could do. It certainly seems to me more and more that if they are going to trade back, it's probably going to be for future picks. And, you know, maybe that makes sense too, because you could potentially have this looming, pick taken away from you, but because of the NFL's investigation and the Kirk Cousins thing. But, you know, I'm not saying that would be a bad thing, but it's certainly, when you're thinking about trading back. It certainly would be nice to think about trading back and then having another pick in this draft so that you could go grab like a really quality interior defensive lineman or wide receiver in that second round.
I didn't get a chance to ask you about this. I know it happened a couple of weeks ago, but it just sort of struck me as unusual. I don't know how big of a deal it is, but sort of unusual that they flew out to Seattle to work out Michael Penix another time after having seen him. What did you think that was about?
I wasn't totally shocked, probably not as shocked as a lot of people, just because I know that this organization has really liked Penix going back to last year. I mean, I think that they were really strongly considering him as potentially being a guy that could maybe not be the immediate successor to Desmond Ridder, but, you know, was that they certainly had interest in, and maybe they still feel that same way, and that's the reason why they want to go out there. But, you know, I think the closer we've gotten to it, I think it becomes, frankly, a lot more difficult to make the case that you actually would pick Michael Penix at any point in this draft, just because it seems like you'd have to really reach. And especially when we talk about Terry Fontenot's, his supposed strategy all the time, the best player available, that, you know, picking Michael Penix certainly would not be the case. And I think that, you know, anytime you're picking a quarterback in a draft, you're probably reaching on their overall ability versus the rest of the field.
Right.
But I just don't see it happening. I can't, in my mind, with all the needs that the team has, make it make sense. And so, you know, maybe they were going out there just to do some due diligence because they've liked him for so long. They've been tracking him. They wanted to just, you know, make sure they kind of really finished out the scouting report on him and the scouting profile on him. But ultimately, I do not see him landing in Atlanta.
Joe, where is the biggest need on offense for this team that right now? Because I'm just curious, because when we talk about the needs and everything, obviously everybody's talking about pass rush. What is the biggest need for this team offensively during the draft?
I mean, this team has added some decent pieces and skill positions this offseason with some of these receivers, but I still think another receiver is going to be needed based upon the fact that this team is going to, we think, be running a lot of three wide receiver sets. And right now you've got some decent ones, but I still think that for, you know, a little bit of long-term security, you want another young pass catcher there that can have some versatility between playing the X, playing in the slot. And also I think, you know, just kind of, the kind of receiver, if you think about the kinds of receivers that the Rams have really been utilizing recently, you know, when you look at a guy like Puka Nacua, it's not just the spectacular catches and the yardage that he racked up that was so impressive about him. Honestly, it was a lot of like the blocking and the mentality that he had as a receiver. And I think that the Falcons want to take this opportunity and really grab one of those guys who they feel like helps them solidify the identity of what they want this offense to be about. So I think that that wide receiver position is really going to be a key one. I do expect them to, you know, invest a draft pick at the wide receiver position, probably in the first three rounds of this draft, because they've got 2 third-rounders. And so
what if one of them three receivers are 8?
Right. Like, what would the scenario have to be in order for them to be like, you know what, let's just deal with that right now. First round.
You know, I think that is one of the biggest questions of this draft, and it's one I'm actually starting to come around to more, is the fact that if one of those wide receivers, one of those top three wide receivers does fall to them, which I it seems to me like that is going to happen if they just go ahead and draft that player. You know, this league is about offense. If you look at, you know, the Super Bowl winning teams and the teams that go far in the playoffs, they score a lot of points, and some of them have better defenses than the others. But one kind of common denominator that the best teams in the NFL has is that they're able to, you know, score, manufacture points, especially in the playoffs when it gets really hard. And obviously adding one of those top receivers is going to help you do that. And just putting more weapons around a guy in Kirk Cousins who we know is accurate and can get the ball to the end of their hands, I mean, that's going to be a huge asset. Ultimately, I don't think it's the most likely thing, but I don't think that people should discount the possibility of that happening. And then the other one, Randy, would be offensive tackle. I think that that's one where, again, sort of similar to the wide receiver, where it's like if a guy like Joe Alt were to fall to you, it's a great player. Sure, the team would love – you can never kind of go wrong drafting blue-chip offensive tackles, and he certainly would probably be a guy who could kind of fill in the short-term at right tackle and long-term at left tackle, though it would leave you some work to do with Caleb McGarry. It's a little bit tougher to squeeze that kind of player in there, but I do think that they will kind of go back to the well at some point in this draft and just add a guy that they can add to their quote unquote program, where I think they really like to have this kind of developmental mindset towards these offensive linemen.
Joe Patrick, great stuff.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Falcons reporter. We'll talk to him again next Thursday on the day of the draft. And then Joe's going to be a part of the draft coverage as well. On Friday, the Wade Ford tailgate crew, John Fricke, Joe Patrick, Harper LaBelle, going to bring you coverage of rounds 2 and 3. And if Joe's right, they might have a handful of picks that day.
Could be.
Might have a couple second-round picks if they move it around a little bit, which would be a lot of fun. It could be a lot of fun.
I think that the whole Minnesota no two is a big deal.
Right.
If you want it this year. Now, two next year, it's still
sure. I mean, that's the thing, too, is I know we spend 95% of the lead up to the draft talking about the first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
You get really good players in the second and third, fourth. Sometimes you get a tight end who plays for 11 years. Like, you get all kinds of talent throughout the draft. So it's not just that first night. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. The phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up here on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA, Ask Me Anything, to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available, too, if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Zach in Gainesville. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Zach.
So this is for Abe. Abe, if Andy and Randy were reincarnated as dogs, what breed of dogs would they be? What kind of toy do you think each of them would like?
Andy's a little easier. He's probably a yellow lab.
Yeah.
Happy.
Probably.
Go lucky. He's a toy. Carry it around. Show it off. Yeah. Tug it every once in a while.
Eager to please.
Yeah. Randy's a little bit tougher. Randy's definitely a boxer.
Mm.
He's a ball dog. He'll carry it around. And don't you try and take that boxer's ball.
It's pretty good there, Abe.
Those are good answers.
Pretty good, Abe.
Those are good answers.
Pretty damn good.
Not the first time someone has been asked what kind of dog would I be that was the answer. And I like golden retrievers. It's a nice dog.
It is. It's a very wonderful dog.
Just to be clear, I said yellow lab.
Yellow lab. Okay, sorry.
What's the difference between a yellow lab and a brown lab?
What is
it mounts a hair probably a little bit.
Okay. Which one has more? Because I do have a lot.
Retriever.
Okay.
Probably.
All right. Mason is in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Mason.
That was definitely the most intelligent thing I've ever heard out of Abe's mouth. But let me rant for a second. The Falcons suck. The Hawks suck. Georgia Tech suck. So if I could move somewhere and start my sports career all over again, where should I move to have like a good professional baseball team, football team, a good college team? Where would I move to?
Like, what city right now has the best of all of the teams? Ooh. That's an interesting question. The Knicks are the 2 seed. The Yankees are off to a good start. I don't know how the hockey teams are doing.
I don't either.
But the playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, are about to start.
Oh,
saw that on a TV commercial the other day. They got Patino coaching their basketball team now at St. John's. No, not Michigan.
No, I was about to say, no, because they have Pistons.
Yeah, Pistons who are awful. Pistons. And the Tigers aren't good, are they?
No, I don't think so. Milwaukee, no.
No, you don't want to move to Milwaukee. Definitely not Seattle, because they got the Mariners, and that's awful.
The Bengals?
Well, you got Cincinnati.
The Reds,
have some fun young players.
Yeah.
The Bearcats?
The Bearcats, no, they didn't fell off.
Yeah, they fell off. I don't know, I would just
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Okay. Ravens and Orioles, yeah.
Ravens and Orioles are both good.
Yeah, yes, they're very good.
Who are you rooting for in college there? Maryland?
Yes.
Probably?
You're stuck with Ann Arbor, yeah.
Locksley going to put up some offense.
Yeah.
They can't stop any damn body.
It could be Annapolis.
Tua's coming back or whatever. Talia is not coming back?
Dude, they can't let him.
Oh, right. He can't come back because he doesn't have eligibility.
He can't come back.
He tried to come back, but they're like,
over the crappiest of crap, too.
You got Johns Hopkins in lacrosse.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go. And a lot of seafood, a lot of crab.
Yeah.
So, not bad. Not a bad option. I would just stay here because I think the Falcons are going to be better.
I think they are.
I think Georgia Tech has the right coach. The Braves are phenomenal, so you're good there. Can't help you with the Hawks.
Just can't.
Nothing I can say. Nothing. I can't. You're right. You're right about what you said about the Hawks. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Adam.
I guess it's all about Abe today, but for Randy, we're going with that hard, raw hide bone.
Oh, that's a good point. That would be a good toy for Randy if he was a dog.
Yeah.
Rawhide.
Yeah, man. That hard white one, you got to chew on it for an hour before it gets off.
Uh-huh.
That's not a toy. That's a treat.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, the landscaping for doing that landscaping in the park or that manscaping, I got a freaking one for y'all. Have you ever had your old lady or a partner do that to you, or have you ever done that to one of them?
Whew. Wow, that's a...
All right, Adam, you're a damn freak. All right? Just like he said it and all that other stuff and everything like that. You're none of your business.
That's one answer.
Yep.
Another answer could be yes.
I mean, ain't none of your damn business going up behind in the freak quarters.
Yeah.
That's what we call it, the freak quarters.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Another answer could be no, but that'd be a lie.
But, I mean, ain't none of your damn business.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not your business.
Damn, Adam.
But yes.
Give me my business.
The answer's yes. Jamie is in Kennesaw. Hey, Jamie.
Howdy, gentlemen.
Hello, Jamie.
Happy Thursday. I have twin daughters. I have three daughters. My twins, younger, they're about to graduate, and it finally hit me, graduate high school, mm-hmm. and it finally hit me this week, and I started getting emotional. Mm-hmm. Question, are y'all a crier? And if you are, what is one memory thing that can invoke tears in the eyes? I'll shut up and listen.
Thank you, Jamie.
Nothing
wrong with being emotional about that, by the way, because that is obviously a big, big moment for a parent.
Only time I've ever cried is when they leave. Like my boys, they went to college, cried both times. You remember, I had to do a damn do-over with Isaiah.
I know, it's the worst.
The freaking
worst. Like the middle of the show.
Yeah, the middle of the damn show, I had to do a do-over with him.
What's he doing to you?
Yeah. So my K-baby's going to college and everything. Graduation, definitely. Other than that, nah, I ain't no crying, dude.
I am. Like, it's pretty easy to get me going. Yeah. I don't know, like, kind of the memory of anybody can, like, we were on vacation last week with my mom. That's a whole, that in and of itself
right now is enough
to get me crying. But we, you sit there and reminisce and talk to your kids about what your grandparents were like, and every once in a while, you've had a couple drinks, too,
Yeah.
So it's like, oh,
yes.
I miss my Grammy.
Yeah, it's not hard. Yeah, other than that, I mean, sometimes when I've been on that all, and I like them coming home videos come on.
Oh, come on.
With the damn military.
I know.
I'm like, damn.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it.
Sure. I mean, you hit me right with a commercial, every once in a while. It's like, oh, that was touching. Oh,
yeah.
I do need a pub sub.
Yeah, all right. I can't get emotional about no jingle, though.
Decatur Slim is in Decatur, obviously.
Andy, Randy, what's up, fellas?
Hello.
What up,
hey,
Decatur Slim?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Won't call you government, no.
I appreciate that, man. Hey, two quick questions, man. And it got to do with that. When we going to throw that cancer bash again, Randy? Me, you, and DJ Crown Black, we got to have that party.
Okay.
And the second question, Randy, is more so for you. When the guys have injuries, whether in any league, does the surgeries come out of their check, or do they have a health insurance,
yes,
or how does that work, man?
Oh no, that's all surgeries are covered by the team.
That would be so weak.
That'd be so weak. That'd be weak.
They'd be like, oh man, tough break about your ACL. We're gonna need that $500,000.
Yeah, it's covered by the team's insurance. So now you get on that. So,
okay.
Yeah. The bash thing. I mean, you know me. I'm always with it. Now, DJ, DJ stay out in the country, but as far as it is to my house to his house, it's the same distance from his house to my house. So
very true.
It's very true.
He's not exactly.
Yeah, he's.
It's not any closer for you.
It's no closer for him than it is for me. So I was about to say, hey, man, of course they're all at that damn country, but damn it, it'd be the same distance from his house to my house as my house to his house.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's a good way to think about it. What party is he talking about?
Oh, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. We have a birthday, because me and my cousin Corey, who you talking about? We're all the same
sign.
Yeah, that right there.
Okay.
And so I have a party or something like that,
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do a little song.
Okay.
Yeah. Bring your own bottle this year.
And your own horoscope,
and your own damn horoscope.
Do you do horoscopes at a party that's for cancers?
I don't do horoscopes.
Neither do I. Yeah. I just was surprised to hear that you would even do a party for your sign.
Yeah, I don't do that. That was just my boy DJ Slim. I mean, Decatur Slim talking about something. Yeah, you know me, dog. I'm too cool for a Zodiac, dog. Like I am. I think I am.
Only
too
Zodiac
cool.
You mess with is the killer.
I think I am too cool to be called any Zodiac.
Yeah.
Anything. I am because I push back on everything. I push back on everything that my wife reads in that thing.
Such a cancer.
Yeah.
You're like, such a cancer.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I'm a Randy.
Damn. That's my zodiac sign.
Yeah, Randy.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
Damn.
I guess I was right, because when I said that, Bo was like, yep, that is a cancer.
You, with really, with you, like a, you believe in that stuff, Bo?
With like a libertarious rising too, something like that?
The Hawks need a makeover just like Colony Square. Mm-hmm. Park shaving yourself fetish. That's all I got down there. I don't know.
Somebody's got one. Yeah. They've just got to find her. Yeah. All Randy needed was teeth and wagon.
That's it.
That's all he was looking for.
Andy knows what he's doing. He can go back there and whip it. And Randy can't get emotional about no jingle.
I can't get emotional about no jingle.
It's concerning if they know where the will call's at.
Yes.
It's true. And, man, cat cafes.
Cat? A damn cat cafe.
Seems like.
That seems like a bunch of.
Seems no, like a weird place.
I'll just say
But
like,
I could be wrong.
I'm not going to say weird people go there. It just seems like a weird
seems
place.
Seems like it'd right, be a weird place.
I've offended enough people today.
All right. We'll come back. See what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.